feel about lending money to friends and family?
I don't part well with my money.
What about lending money? Like if your mom or your brother or sister need money, no?
My brother and sister always need money, so that's a downhill battle right there. If I loan it one time, they're never going to stop, so I'd never have. Mm-hmm. But if my parents needed money, yeah, of course, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Right, right. Yeah, I feel like with my parents, it's different. If my parents needed money, I would definitely give them money. That's true. When it comes to friends, I lost a friend. I got her back later, but we had a falling out over my lending her money, and I didn't offer it. She asked me. I was making a lot of money at the time. She wasn't making very much money at all, and she had a little situation. She needed to borrow some money, and it wasn't even that much money. It wasn't like I gave her $30,000 or anything. Not that I would have had that much. Mm. I think it was like $900, which at the time was a lot. That's a lot of money now.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money. It's a huge amount of money. It was a lot then. It's a lot now. I've known her my entire life. I knew she was good for it eventually. I knew she'd pay me back. She's not a deadbeat. She's one of these people that, like, she is on it. Like, I've worked with her, so I know her work ethic. Like, if she's borrowing $900, she's paying you back $900 the second she gets it. So I lent her the money, and I never said a word about it. I didn't go, hey, where's my money? Or, you know, hey, I see you bought yourself some shoes. Where's my money? Like, I never did that. Never.
Where's my $2?
Right,
$2. Give me my $2. Yeah. So when you go out for coffee, you're getting this, right? I know you're getting this because we're just going to take it off your bill.
Right. So I never said a word to her. Like, we had a summer house together. Like, we were really tight. So at one point I decided, you know what? I'm never going to ask her for the money back. It's a gift at this point. I'm not going to be like, where's my money, you know? So she said, I want to start paying you back. I was like, yeah, sure, great. And she gave me $300. I was like, awesome, thank you. And I never said another word. And then New Year's came around, and we had had like this bet going on about, like, my friends and I all, we had this bet about something going on, and we all put like $20 in, and I ended up winning, and I got like a couple of $100 out of it. It was just some big thing we were doing and whatever. And I was giving the money to charity. That was the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So she was holding on to the money, and when I won, she took it and threw it in my face. She goes, there's more money for you. Like, I said I was giving this money to charity. Like, and that was it. And we never spoke again. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm out $600 at this point. Mm-hmm. And we stopped speaking. And 2 weeks later, I got a check in the mail for the $600. It didn't say anything on it. It just said, there was no note. There was no, I'm sorry. It just said $600. And in the memo, it said debt paid.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, whoa, that's cold. That's cold, girl. Like, again, like, I never said a word. But I guess all that time, she was very resentful that I had money and she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But that's not her money. That's your money.
Yeah, no, that's true. But so after that, I made a promise to myself that I would never lend money to somebody I still wanted to be friends with. It's just, it's not a good idea. They will always resent you. It's just, you know, what did Shakespeare say? Not a borrower nor a lender be. 100%. Like, do not borrow money. Do not lend money to friends. It always ends up
in court. I mean, you always see those court shows, you know,
right.
With people coming in. This so-and-so gave this so-and-so $500, and she never paid him back. This is the people's court, you know?
That was money he already owed me. No, that was money you borrowed from me. No, you said it was a gift.
And then she scratched his car.
Right.
Judgment for the plaintiff for $600.
All the time, always. So I thought it was interesting. I don't, you know, the show that Jada Pinkett Smith does on Facebook, every once in a while, I will catch pieces of it because I like Jada. She said something really interesting. She was talking about, she had like a, she was taking questions from the audience, and a woman said exactly what I just said, that she had money. She came out of nowhere and she put herself through college and she finally has money and she has family members who are always asking her for money and she doesn't want to give it. What does Jada think of that?
Mm-hmm.
So Jada said, she said this.
So I came up with a couple of rules for myself. First of all, I don't lend money. I right. only give money that I'm willing to give, like, just this is a gift.
Right, yeah. right.
I do not lend money because that turns into a lot of problems, just as far as the expectation of people paying back and what have you. So I tend to not give where I can't just say, here's a gift to you. Mm-hmm. Specifically people who are really close to me, because I'm not trying to have fallouts over money.
Yeah, right.
And she's right, because she said that people who are really close, she doesn't want to have fallouts over money. So if somebody in Jada Pinkett Smith's life says, can I have money? She gives it to them. She doesn't say, this is a loan. Like, here, just have this money. I'm not going to expect it back. If you want to pay me back, fine, but don't, like, I'm not expecting it.
I think two different ways when it comes to people like that, because A, nobody gave them money. They made their own money.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. both of them, Will and Jada, both made their money. But on the other hand, they have so much money. I mean, Will got $10 million from Netflix to do one movie.
Right.
So
yeah,
nobody's asking you for $1 million. They're asking you for $5,000 to help them pay, you know, whatever. They're getting more than that on the interest a day on one movie that Will made.
Well, no, you don't know how much money people are asking for. In fact, Jada told the story that a relative of hers asked, can you buy me a house?
So it's like somebody's like, I want a new house, but they don't have a job mm-hmm. to support the house they're trying to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like, well, you're not ready for that.
Yeah, exactly.
So right. I'm not about to help you get into something that ultimately is going to make more difficulty for you.
Yeah. It's got to be hard to be that rich and have friends that aren't that rich.
Yeah, but now you see why celebrities become friends with other celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard maintaining a friendship with people once you have so much money like that. You know, if you're worth $100 million or $50 million, and your friend is still, you know, working as a teacher somewhere, barely making any money, you know, it's probably weird. It's like, and then when you go out to eat, you know, the teacher making the money, she's making money, you know, she could certainly pay for dinner once in a while, but, you know, they probably always feel like, well, Jada, you're worth $50 million, like, dinner's on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, after a while, that must wear on people. Or you have a friend like you who has money but is really cheap and will never pick up a tab.
Never. But that's how I stay this way.